everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
The Wilkes.
She's on vacation.
What?
Yeah.
No wonder I didn't see her. How do you stand up somebody doing stand up? J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Forget what you heard. You are a man of your word. Thanks, white woman whisperer. And thanks to all the good folks in Dallas who came out to the Arlington Improv this weekend to see me and Chris Paul. We had a hell of a heckler-free weekend, unlike Eddie Griffin, who got a drink thrown on him from some woman who was irritated by something he stated. Yep, Eddie Griffin was at Tommy T's Comedy Club Friday performing when this woman in the audience didn't approve of his material, like she was a judge on Last Comic Standing. Then she proceeded to toss a drink on Eddie like she was a basketball wife. Good thing she didn't see Eddie Griffin's last movie. Because she'd have threw some grits on Eddie Griffin's head. Anyway, Eddie Griffin wasn't having it. He wet the woman up like a malfunctioned catheter. Then he poured a bottle of water on her head like a rap video. And speaking of pouring a bottle, y'all heard about the New York kid that got a DWI?
What? Who you talking about?
Yep, Jason Kidd, former Dallas Maverick, former Phoenix Sun, former New Jersey Net, now New York Knicks. Jason Kidd was getting his party on, then jumped into his SUV at about 2 a.m., and put on his Jamie Foxx song. Must be the goose that got the kid loose. Must be Patron and made him crash it to the pole. Blaming on the alcohol. Anyway,
he
the
punk pole
locked Jason Kidd's ass up. Tom, ain't that nothing? Jason Kidd ain't been with the Knicks no more than a month, and he's already taken more shots than he did as a year all that year. Welcome back, Tom.